USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, the death toll in the Camp Fire has risen to 83, with two more bodies found yesterday. A CAL FIRE spokesman says when it comes to structures destroyed,
total structures destroyed, 18,431.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stepping off in New York City on what's one of the coldest days in its history. This parade goer says to Fox News,
I have three pairs of pants on, thermal shirt, sweater, and two jackets.
This Thanksgiving 2018 also marks 55 years since one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
News legend Walter Cronkite announcing the assassination of JFK in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Annually watched on TV on Thanksgiving Day by as many or more people than watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the National Dog Show. This year it's the 17th annual edition, airing again on NBC. Host John O'Hurley says it's really good for the dogs that you love so much.
In order to keep these breeds alive, intact, for their to celebrate the right. Form and function, we have the AKC and we have the shows to show them off.
By the way, the show was actually recorded earlier this month in Philadelphia. It just airs today. The stage set for the NFL's annual Thanksgiving triple header with all three games featuring some big divisional matchups. The NFC North leading Bears visiting the Lions in Detroit. NFC East leading Redskins playing the Cowboys at Dallas. The NFC South leading Saints seeking a 10th straight win, hosting the Falcons in the nightcap. Remember, we never take a holiday, either on the air or online. Find us at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on Northern California's huge campfire, which, as we told you, has killed 83 people. Gene White, among the lucky ones, making it out alive, and spoke to USA Radio's Wendy King about the rescue of her mother.
Praise the Lord. My mama up in Magalia, she's 89. She couldn't, the power went out, so she couldn't get her car out of the garage. So she left everything and walked out with trees blazing. And she was found on Preston, covered head to foot in black soot by an angel, this man in a truck. I have no idea who he is, but he picked her up just as she was saying, God, you can take me now, because she thought that was the end. And he picked her up and put her in his truck and brought her down the hill. You know, and in your head, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and it is darker than night. And your head is trying to figure out how come there's no light. How come there's no light?
Again, that is a campfire evacuee, Gene White, speaking to USA Radio's Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.